Welcome to Michigan in Focus, powered by thecentersquare.com. This episode features a piece by Center Square Michigan reporter Scott McClellan, headlined, quote, Harris opposes bills to allow resentencing for violent criminals, end quote. Here's the story. Representative Mike Harris, a retired police sergeant, opposes bills that aim to allow murderers, rapists, and other violent offenders to reduce their prison sentences. The House Criminal Justice Committee held a hearing on House Bills 4556, 4557, 4558, 4559, and 4560. The Second Look Sentencing Act aims to allow sentence reconsideration for eligible prisoners who have served at least 10 years of a sentence. Harris, a Waterford Republican, opposed letting violent criminals out of prison early, saying in a statement, quote, heinous crimes deserve severe punishment and long, sometimes lifetime, prison sentences keep our communities safe from violent murderers and rapists. This radical legislation could allow even the most dangerous criminals back on the streets early. This would be a grave injustice against victims and the people of Michigan. The extreme proposal threatens people's safety and peace of mind and burdens the law enforcement officers responsible for ensuring public safety. I stand with victims and Michigan residents against this dangerous attempt to undermine our justice system, end quote. The bills aim to amend several mandatory provisions that now apply to sentencing and parole eligibility under certain circumstances, such as requiring life without parole eligibility for specified offenses. Nazgul Ganosh, co-director of research at the Sentencing Project, told lawmakers Michigan has achieved a 38% decline in its prison population since 2006, but the state's sentencing policies still result in excessive prison term. A slideshow says, quote, Michigan is among only 12 states where two-thirds or more of the prison population are serving sentences of at least a decade. Almost one-third of Michigan's prison population has already served at least 10 years, a higher proportion than the national average, end quote. The presentation said many people facing lengthy prison sentences have already aged out of crime and no longer are a threat to the public. Harris, a 26-year law enforcement veteran, said the bills would allow more than 7,450 murderers, 3,700 people convicted of criminal sexual conduct, and 1,800 armed robbers to seek a lower sentence after 10 years in prison, including 540 murderers, 343 sexual offenders, and 241 armed robbers convicted in Oakland County. The bill package says the sentencing judge must lower a criminal sentence if it is, quote, unquote, in the interest of justice based on a low preponderance of the evidence threshold, taking into account a wide variety of factors. Even if a request is denied, under the bill, a criminal can continue requesting a lower sentence every 2 to 5 years. Harris said, quote, violent criminals inflicted unimaginable harm and trauma on their victims. Under this extreme legislation, criminals can make repeated, baseless requests for a lower sentence, triggering more rounds of filings and hearings and forcing their victims to relive their trauma over and over again. Crime victims and their families deserve better, end quote. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. This podcast was made with the assistance of AI technology. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.
He ran for state office and was beaten. Started a business and failed. Ran for Congress and lost. But thankfully, Abraham Lincoln didn't give up. Persistence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.